Be'ez Hashem Yitzbarach, we begin the Perek Shvi, the seventh Perek in the Rambam, Masechas Gerushin, the laws of divorce, in the Sefer Noshim. The Rambam continues in the theme of the previous Perek regarding that of Venasim B'yada, giving it in her hand, which the Rambam mentioned that there also could be done through a Shliach. And that the Rambam continues regarding the verification of a get that was sent to the woman. So the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding a get that was brought in Eretz Yisrael. Shliach Shehibi get, regarding an agent that brings a get, Mimakam Lamakam Eretz Yisrael, from one place to another place in Eretz Yisrael. Here we introduce another element regarding what comes up specifically through an agent, through a shliach. So although he has not seen the writing of the get, he doesn't even know who are the witnesses that are signed in the get. All he knows is that the husband came and told him, 10 gets, give this get to my wife. So the halacha is, since it's in Eretz Yisrael, he's a nice nilab of ne'edim. He could give it to him in front of witnesses, which we say that's the primary gerushin is be'edim esira, when it's being given over. But he could do this, although we don't even know who the witnesses are. Divorced, as you go ahead and subsequently get married with this get, because even, and this is what the concept here in this parak is about, even if the husband's going to come along in what's called Bima Aaron, and he's going to protest on saying that it's a forgery, the witnesses who had signed in it, or other people who recognize their witnesses, their signatures, will testify and say that it's valid. Now, this is specifically, as the Rambam said, in Eretz Yisrael, where there are caravans, people are constantly coming and going because there are courts every Monday and Thursday, and there are people coming and going to all the different places, one to the other. So therefore, we're confident we're going to be able to verify it. Contrary to the Chutzlarts, since caravans are not so common from one place to another place, so the Rambam is going to explain halacha, hey, it has a different halacha. Halacha base. So let's say, let's say the husband comes along and he protests and he says, it's not true, I never divorced her at all. Forget you, what's with this get that was brought to? It's a forgery, it's never true, I never sent her a get. So we're not afraid of that. We'll verify with the signatures. Now, but if this guy, you're right, if it's not verified, we don't find out who the witnesses are at all. So then she has to leave that second husband that she got married to, and if she has children, they're considered illegitimate, because she's not divorced. Now, let's say Avra get, let's say get is lost, her is a self-immigration. Here, actually, we're in doubt if she's divorced or not, because maybe we would have verified the signatures had it not been lost, and then the protest of the husband would have been rejected, but we don't have it, so therefore it's doubt if she's divorced. So the figure, therefore, to be concerned for this, that the husband could protest, since in Eretz Yisrael, in contrast to Chutzlars, as we'll see, we don't say any befani nach van nach. We have to rely on the signatures being verified, and we're not sure if that's going to happen or not. So nashim shechas kasan shein tzayin azu ezo. So regarding women, that there's a presumption that they hate this woman who the get is, so to speak, being brought for. Ein namanas lahavi get be'Eretz Yisrael zol azu. Those women, as we're going to shortly explain who they are not believed to bring the get for that woman in Eretz Yisrael, specifically Eretz Yisrael, because there's no statement of Bafan and Nachm said, and Shema Mezuifu, because maybe it's really a forgery. And Vitiskam Lakakalais, and what's this woman's intent? She hates her. Her intent is to ruin her, Kadesha, to Inasi, so that she get married to someone else, Vitasal Baila, and then she can be forbidden to both her new husband and her old husband, because she was Mazana, and the other one she's not permitted to marry. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, these women are not permitted to bring the get to this woman. Now, says Ram Halacha Gimel, the Elohim and Nashim Shechaskas and Sayin Azuzu, who are the women that we have presumption that they hate each other? They are Chamaisa, her mother-in-law, which she says, she's going to eat all my hard work that I put into my son, and guess this woman comes along, my daughter-in-law, she consumes it all, so she hates her, she's going to try to ruin her. Or Avas Chamaisa, or her mother-in-law's daughter, her sister-in-law, she also says, everything my father and mother worked for that my brother is taking, and she's eating it all for my brother, and I'm getting rejected. Of a tsarasa or her co-wife, which they're always competing for the husband, and afilo hoisa tsarasa nesur la'acha. And even if the co-wife has already married to someone else, they still remember the good old days, and she hates her. And vivimta, the avama is actually her brother-in-law's wife, where she could be her yavama. And if her husband dies without any children, then she's going to be her co-wife through yibum. She also hates her. And even if it was her sister, which you can't even do Yibim, even so, we say the Yavama, which is her brother-in-law's wife, hates her. And again, she's not believed to bring the get. Uvas Baila, and also her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter, she also says, she comes and takes the place of my mother, and she's taking everything that they worked for, and she's just coming along and taking it. So those women are not able to bring the get in there as well, because we're afraid they're trying to ruin her. But all the women are valid. Halacha Dalet. Now, I may be getting welcome and welcome to Eretz Yisrael. So if someone's bringing, as we're talking about since Halacha Aleph, if someone's bringing a get from one place to another place in Eretz Yisrael, the cholo inenes, and the agent became sick or something beyond his control, he can't continue on his journey. So mashalcha bi'aracher, so he could send it through someone else. Now, that's only became sick or something beyond his control, because if not, the husband would be particular. But if it's something beyond his control, then he could send it through someone else. Let's say the second person became sick, he could send it through someone else, even if it's 100 different people in that chain. And you don't need witnesses to make that next agent a shlich in front of them. As we had said in Perek Vav, that the creating of the agency of the husband of shlich of Halacha is just a gilu das, so you don't need witnesses to create any chalois to make an effect. Now, the achron shegiga liyod, okay, the last guy that he actually brings the get to her, that the get is comes to him, he's the last chain he's going to deliver to her. Noislam of Neshem, he gives them run of two witnesses, as we always say with Eid Mesira, but discouraged by and she gets divorced with it, Afapisha Mesarishan, and this even if the first agent had already died, because they're not dependent on him. They're all, so to speak, agents of the husband. So as long as the husband's alive, the agency is not bottled, even though the original shliach has died. But if actually the husband died, then all them would be null and void. Halachi, the Ram continues regarding the testimony regarding the writing and the signing regarding a get now comes from Chutzlarts. Kach just till now we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, and Halachi, the Ram says, Shliach shevi get memakom lemakom b'chutzlarts. The agent is bringing a get from one place to another place out of Eretz Yisrael, we're there, we're already concerned, we're not going to be able to verify the signatures because people don't come and go from one place to another place. Oy Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlarts, or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlarts, again, people don't go. Oy Chutzlarts la'aretz, or from Chutzlarts to Eretz Yisrael. So here, it depends. If the agent was standing at the time when the get was written and it was signed, and he was there, he saw it being signed and written, so then he hareza oim b'fneishlam, what he does, he says in front of two witnesses, this is when he's going to give it to the woman. He says, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed. Now, although generally the verification of a document cannot be less than two witnesses, here the rabbis believe the agent like two witnesses. Now, the reason for this is like this, because really biblically, the witnesses who are signed on the document, it's as if they already were verified in the court of law, because people are not usually, they don't have the audacity to usually forge signatures. The sages required it to have the edikim. But because of the rectification of Aguna, we don't want a woman to be left that she's not going to be able to get remarried. So the sage will lean it to trust the agent like two witnesses. And however, but that it shouldn't get confused with other verification of documentations, that to think that, oh, you could always do it with one person. So they required here specifically by get to know that here it's different, that he should say, b'fanei nechtem, to know that specific halacha regarding that of a get, so that the woman does not remain an Aguna. So after he says this declaration, v'akachit n'lo b'fneim, and then he gives it to her in front of them. The discussion by, and she gets divorced with it. Again, he's saying that he saw it being written and saw it being signed, where really just saying it was signed is really sufficient. He has to say before the nechtem to show that it's a specific halacha regarding get and not regarding that of other shtaris. But again, we're really believing one person as if it's two people. And the aval bisha in aid of you doing this, even though we don't know who the witnesses are. Again, we're trusting him. And even if the names of the witnesses were like names of non-Jews that are signed inside, in Cheshlam, again, we don't have to be concerned with that because many people outside of Eretz Yisrael, their names are like non-Jewish names, and therefore we don't have to suspect, and we do believe the agent as if it was two people. Therefore, in Halacha Bav, the Rambam says, let's say Bahabal Bam and Beir, so let's say the husband comes along and he contests this, and he says, what are you talking about? It's a forgery, not true. But we don't pay attention because, again, we're trusting the agent like two witnesses, and we don't believe the husband in the face of two witnesses. Lafikach, therefore, since the husband is not believed to invalidate the shliach coming from chutz laretz, then afa noshim shasayin zozo. So even the women that hate each other, nemanus lavi gets zavalem from in chutz laretz, they are believed to bring it in to say b'fanei nechtem, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed, because obviously the intent is not to ruin her, because the husband's not believed to ruin her after their testimony. So we don't have to be concerned that they can ruin her. And therefore, we actually do believe them. Halacha zayin. So the agent brings to get an Eretz Yisrael, and he does say, before the nechtem, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. And the Ava Pishan, so although we said before, he doesn't have to in Eretz Yisrael, but he does do that. Okay, if you have a Baal Yarek, the husband comes along and they contest, we're not going to pay attention because again, he said before the nechtem, and we believe the agent as if he was two witnesses verifying the get. Now, Ve'im, and this is going back on the case of bringing get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. If Eina Shalich, Eimid Beshach Ksivach Simabot, what do you do if, let's say, the agent was not there when it was written and it was signed? So you cannot say before the nechtem. then you're right. Lo yinasan la, then you cannot give it to the woman. Elam kin niskan b'chasamam, unless it was already verified with the signature. There, so we're not concerned, because if the husband's come, we'll get it verified. Here, we're not sure we're going to get it. We don't want the woman to be in that type of situation with the bond magmim mazerim. So you don't give it until you first verify the signatures. Now, although we need a court of law to verify it with three judges, but the agent himself, who he could be a witness, he could also go ahead and become one of the judges, because that's a general rule that when it comes to rabbinic law, an aid nasadayin, the witness could become a judge, and verification of the document is only rabbinic law, and therefore, him together with two other people could go ahead and verify that the signatures are valid. Now, vimloin this guy. But let's say they didn't verify the signatures. And so we said, you're not supposed to give it again. But Vinosli gave it to her. His apostle. So again, it's rabbinically going to be invalid. Again, biblically it's not invalid because the verification of the Kiyum Shtar is only rabbinic. Biblically, the witnesses inside are considered verified. But rabbinically, it's invalid until they go ahead and they verify it. And then let's say the husband comes along and he contested and it wasn't verified. And immigration should not divorce. And over again, let's say it gets lost. Or is it some aggression? Again, as we mentioned, people in love, she's doubt if she's divorced or not. Maybe they'll be verified, maybe not. But therefore, it's a suffix migreshes. Halachas. Now, Umnei Mahat Tzuchalim, Mr. Ram now explains. Why did they require from the Shliach to say, Befaninach, Befaninach, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed, Bechutz Laretz, when he brings him out of Eretz Yisrael. Kedesh Leiti, Ha'isha Tzuchalim. So the woman's not going to have to verify it when the husband contests it. If Miyab Abel Be'arf, the husband comes along and he protests. And the reason why we're concerned for that in Chutzlitz and not in Eretz Yisrael, and they shayin eidim tzun lekaim and mokum Chutzlitz, out of Eretz Yisrael, in the diaspora, they don't have witnesses coming with caravans from one place to another like we have in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we're concerned over there, and we don't let it get done until the agent says, b'fan nechta, b'fan nechta. Now, halacha test. Let's say Baal Shehbi Raya Brewer, let's also bring the clear-cut proof. Sheged says that this get which the agent had said, b'fan nechta, that he said in front of me, in front of me, sign that we believe him in the face of the husband. But the husband brings clear-cut proof that Mezuyifu, that it was a forgery. Okay, how is about the then? Obviously, if you bring clear-cut proof, it's going to be void, as Rama explains. Shlehiminu devav shalech shama, we didn't believe the words of one person who says, b'fan nechem b'nechem, in front of me is written, in front of me is signed, el litchis ir habal she'in my raya, only to reject the contesting of the husband, that if there's no proof, amakam eidim sham chishon, if he has witnesses that refute that shliach, obviously lemenu, obviously we don't believe that shliach, and it's not going to be valid. Halacha yud. We say there's differences between if it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. So the Rambam explains how the Horish of Eretz Yisrael, the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, and for Hanesin Shabiyam Agadla and the islands in the Mediterranean, if it's Shabbatich at Chum Shalayat Yisrael, if these rivers or these islands are within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Harin Keretz Yisrael has the same halachic status as Eretz Yisrael that you don't have to say before Nachum Vanechtem. And for Chutz Laretz, if it's out of the boundaries, then it's Chutz Laretz, and it's like out of Eretz Yisrael. Obehilchas Trumas, Rambam says in the laws of Trumas, he's barred Chum Eretz Yisrael. There is where he explains what are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Ubavol Keretz Yisrael again. Now, Babel, although it's very much not Eretz Yisrael, it's the Chutz Laretz, but regarding the laws of Gittin, it has the same halachic status as Eretz Yisrael, and therefore someone who brings a get from one place to another place in Babel does not have to say v'fan nechtem, because since there are yeshivas over there, one is who and that dar, so people come from one place to another to learn Torah, so again, the Shiaris Mitzvahs, this caravan is coming and going, therefore, we don't have to say v'fan nechtem, just like in Eretz Yisrael. Halachi Yiraf. Get Shek Savi be'Eretz Yisrael. Get that was written in Eretz Yisrael. V'chasami be'Chutz Laretz, but it was signed out of Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, it was subsequently given in Eretz Yisrael, because if it would be given in Eretz Yisrael, then even if it was signed in Eretz Yisrael, you would have to say b'fan nechtem, as Ram said in Halacha Hey, as one should see in the Raavad. Now, but even if it's being given in Eretz Yisrael, but since it was signed in Chutz Laretz, Tzoch Shem, the agent has to say b'fan nechtem, b'fan nechtem, it was written in front of me, it was signed, because ultimately it was signed in Chutz Laretz. Whereas Ksavi b'Chutz Laretz, b'Chasam Eretz, let's say the other way around, let's say it's written in Chutz Laretz, but it was signed, which is the next stage in Eretz Yisrael, in the Tzach Lamed, then the agent does not have to say b'fan nechtem b'fan nechtem in front of me was signed, because the primary thing is what we call ha'kol ha'olich achar chisim, everything goes based on the end, on the signature, which wherever if the signature was in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't have to say if it was in Chutz Laretz, then he does have to say. Halachi Beis Ram continues regarding a split testimony of the agent. Let's say only part of the get was written in front of him. V'nechtem kulay b'fanav, and all of it, meaning the two witnesses, signed in front of him. So in miktzase rishonu, if the part that was written in front of him was the first part, so then he could say b'fanav in front of him was written in front of him was signed. Afilei nechtem ba'ilashidach b'fanav, even if only the one line was written in front of him, we could presume, as some say, that the rest was written accordingly. But he could say it was written in front of me. V'afilashu b'kala kumis kaisav, and even if he just hears the sound of the quill writing, and the witnesses are in front of him. It was written because he heard the quill, and in front of me was signed. Moreover, even if the scribe goes out to the marketplace, and he comes back and he finishes the get, maybe someone else found the scribe and said to him, and therefore the maybe he's really writing for a different woman. No, they could say, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed. And the reason for that is because this is only talking about the writing of the get, that we have these leniencies regarding the signing. Then we need him to have seen the whole signet, the signing, because the primary thing really here is the chasima. We're believing him like two people, and it's the kim chasima. The fact of the writing is only because we want to differentiate the gzera, as we said, that it shouldn't be confused with regular shtaris. But again, any leniency that we allow, as long as he could say the sentence b'fanei nechtav, because it was one line, or because he heard the pen, that would be sufficient to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's say he says b'fanei nechtav, in front of me was written, avolib b'fanei nechtav, but it wasn't signed in front of me. Or b'fanei nechtav, in front of me was signed, avolib b'fanei nechtav, but it wasn't written in front of me. Or let's say b'fanei nechtav kule, he says in front of me the whole thing was written, but v'chasim erechad, but only one witness signed in front of me, avolib erechad sheni, but not the second witness. Even if he was the second witness, then you have to already verify. You can't go anymore with his b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav, because he didn't say a full b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav, and you have to verify the signatures, and then it could go ahead and be given term. And the chiddush here is that even though that by verification of a document, a person is believed to say, this is my signature, so here on one he's saying b'fanei nechtav on that one witness, and the other one was himself. Here they didn't accept it because, as the Gemara tells us in Gittin, that either what they required was either kulay kim b'kim aget, either all of it is going to be two witnesses verifying the two signatures, or kulay b'tekazacham, or all of it has to be where he's saying b'fanei nechtam. But he can't do half and half. He can't have, and he's somewhat like partial biased over here, he can't have on the one other witness b'fanei nechtam, which is half, and on his to do with kim chasamav, which is his own saying that he recognized it's his own signature. Now, but let's say him heid hu va'acher ala eder sheinish lechas mavana. But let's say him and someone else testify on the second signature that was not signed in front of him, which they recognize the signature. I raise a kasha v'nasa like, okay, that's valid, and they could give a tar. Vein tzach lemurim to say im heidu shnayim achem aksabar eder shein. That if two other witnesses without him testify regarding the other witness, shezek kasha that's going to be valid because on the first signature, so he's saying that he saw that person sign. And like we said, he's believed like two people. Now, regarding the second signature, there's two witnesses. We said, no, that's only when you're going based on his word. Then you're not going to be able to go ahead and combine his own testimony, his own signature, with his b'fanei nechtam on that other signature. But when the second one, besides his own, which we believe him on his own, are two witnesses, we cannot invalidate it because you cannot say that the testimony, meaning his saying b'fanei nechtam on one of them, and the other one that they're saying testimony, they can't be worse than him. If we would believe him when he said b'fanei nechtam on both of them, and now you're saying on half, and if the other one is two witnesses, they can't be less than him, and therefore that's why it's going to be valid. Halacha Yudalet. Another Rambam talks about regarding if the agents are witnesses. Shnayim sheviyu get b'chutzlatz. If two people bring a get in chutzlatz, so here it's different. That's why, because they're like witnesses. Even though it wasn't written and signed in front of them, which we said, okay, then you're stuck until you do kim chaysamav, because you can't say b'fanei nechtam v'nechtam. But since here these two people, the husband gave it to them to give it to his wife, they could give it to her and she's divorced. Why? So the whole reason why we're concerned the husband's going to protest, or else we generally presume the witnesses are valid. Here the husband cannot protest this get, even if it's not verified, because his agents themselves are two people, and they themselves are the witnesses, because they know the husband sent them, so he can't protest and say it was a forgery and he didn't send them. Because the Rambam explains, because if two people would say, the two people would say, before the discussion in front of us she was divorced, she would be considered divorced even if there's no get. So here, where they're the ones delivering it, and they know the husband told them, then you don't have to do kim chesamav, even though they cannot say, before the nechtav, before the nechtav. Now, it says the Rambam, when do we say this? Is b'zman shaget yitzim tachas yishneim. Only if the get's coming from the hands of two of them, meaning they were both appointed to be the agent through the husband. Avalim ena get yitzim tachas yishneim, but if the husband did not appoint both of them to be an agent, then tzrich lima, then they have to say, b'fanei nechtam, in front of us, it's written in front of us, it was signed. L'fikir there from Amma Echad, let's say one of them says, b'fanei nechtam, in front of me it was written. V'acharim, and the other one says, b'fanei nechtam, in front of me it was signed, So one guy saw the writing, one guy saw the signing. Or even if both of them say b'fanei nechtam, in front of us was written. But a third person said b'fanei nechtam, in front of me was signed. Since they're both not the agents, you cannot give it there until you verify it with the signatures. Because it's only when they're both the shluchim that then they're considered the edim for this halacha, because else they're not the shluchim, they don't have this unique halacha, they weren't appointed by the husband, we don't know, they're just random edim, and they would only work of the mekayim b'chisama, or if they say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Halacha design, Amar Echad, let's say one of them said, b'fanei nechtam, in front of it was written. And two people say, b'faneinu nechtam, in front of us was signed, kasher, here it's going to be valid. Now, even though they're not all the agents, because ultimately it was verified with the signatures. We're not even coming with, I thought half of a b'faneinu nechtam doesn't work. Here only one guy is saying b'faneinu nechtam, and two other people saying b'faneinu nechtam, but b'faneinu nechtam means to say they saw it signed, so they're actual kim chasamav, and we're not even coming from the classic halacha of the shliach saying b'faneinu nechtam. So the agent brings a get out of Eretz Yisrael, when the son and he gives it just between him and her. So obviously there's no value in saying b'fanei, because it's only for when you're doing it in front of three judges that they could verify that. Or even if he gets it in front of two people. But he didn't tell her in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. So, and it's coming from chutzot, which we require that. So obviously this is, even if she already got married, we take the get back from her. Then he has to give it back to her in front of two people. But he has to say in front of them, in front of me is signed. Because if he doesn't take it back from her, even if he subsequently says it, it's not going to help, because that statement has to be near the time of when he gives it to her. Now, if he doesn't take it back from her, it's invalid. Again, until it's validated with the signatures, because rabbinically we required this statement of, and either he didn't because it was between him and her, or even though it was in front of a court, but he didn't say it, so that's not going to be valid until he actually does it, or until you mekayim b'chasama. Halacha yitches. Let's say the son-in-law, let's say he gives it to her. But his b'glam, he doesn't get a chance to say b'chasama. He's about to say it, because that's his requirement. Atchen neshtatik, until he becomes mute. So what you got to do? You have to verify with the signatures. V'achach, and son-in-law, only that. After that, can you give it to her? Now, halacha yitches, the Ram continues regarding a get that was brought through those that are invalid witnesses. Hasuma, let's say a blind person. He cannot, again, because the whole thing we're saying of the shliach is essentially like two witnesses with just a leniency, so the agent has to have like a halachic status as an aid. So says Ram, a blind person, he cannot bring the get of chutzlatz, he cannot say, first of all, here's a technical reason, he can't say b'fanei nechtam, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed, because he didn't see. But let's say it was written and signed in front of Kishu Pesuach when he was still able to see, and then he came blind. Okay, I raise him in front of the, and then he can say in front of three people, three judges, but from the next, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed, because he was able to see then, and he's believed, but he could give it, then they could give it to her. Similarly, a woman, if she brings this get from Chutzlatz, she needs three people to say in front of them, but from the next, in front of me was written, in front of his sign. Now, the chiddush of these two cases of the Summa, which he wasn't a Summa then, so therefore he's good, and so to the woman, is he was saying that it has to be in front of three people. In contrast to what we were always saying all along, it only has to be in front of two people, says the Ram, why? We didn't say that the agent could give it over and say in front of two people. It's only if the agent himself is valid to be a witness. Shari hu mitzar from Hashem, because he combines with the two, making three witnesses, and then they become the judges. So he's part of the three that are verifying the get with his words. Because a witness can become a judge when it comes to a rabbinic law, which this whole halach of kim chasamav is rabbinic law. In contrast, the woman is not kosher to be aid or a dying. So to a blind person, when he's blind in both eyes, he's not valid to be aidus. So although he's believed to say, and she's believed to say, but not to be from the court of three people, therefore instead of two, has to be in front of three people. Now the Ram continues regarding if an agent appoints another agent and he gives him over his testimony of b'fanei nechtam. Halacha chaf. Chala shlich einenes. As we mentioned this idea before, let's say, and what we mentioned regarding Eretz Yisrael, not tomorrow regarding chutz la'aretz, we have to say b'fanei nechtam. Chala shlich einenes, let's say the agent became ill or somebody beyond his control and he can't continue on this journey. So Bala Bez Nevaim comes to court and he tells them, get that, this get document, b'fanei nechtam, in front of me is written, in front of me is signed, and then the court goes and sends it through another agent. Now the later agent doesn't have to say in front of me, written in front of me with a sign, which it wasn't, but he doesn't have to say that anyway. And all he says is that I'm an agent of the court, and most presumably the court obviously did it appropriately, and he is a shlich of the court, and we believe him, and he gives it in front of witnesses, again, because he's the shlich le'locham, appointed subsequently by the courts, and that has to be in front of witnesses. Let's say the second agent becomes sick, or somebody on his control, he cannot continue. They make another agent in the court, even if it's 100 times. The last one says, who finally delivers it, says, I'm an agent of the court, but nicely, he gives it to her. Even if the first agent died, again, because it's all really considered, it's not considered an agent of the shliach, rather it's coming from the husband, and the husband is still alive. Now explains the Rambam, why, in contrast, like we said, when it's in Eretz Yisrael, why do these agencies have to be continued in courts? Because the first guy has to say, b'fanech, in front of me, it's written in front of me, it was signed, and we said it has to be in front of two people, which him together with them, they make into a court. Now, since the other shlichim have to say it now, because it's a continuation of him, then I'm a shlich beznin, which is taking the place of their accepting his statement of b'fanech v'nechdom, therefore has to be through a court, because he has to be a shlich beznin. In contrast, in Eretz Yisrael, the shlich doesn't have to say b'fanech v'nechdom, so you don't have to make a court to make a second shlich. And you don't even need to have witnesses, we say, because it's just a kid with us, and does not have to have, not a court, and not even witnesses. Now, avol im niskayim haget b'chesama, but let's say the get was verified with its signatures, then av bishon the son of shlich l'shlich, avil emeya, b'nim l'b'natzmam. So then even if the agent sent another agent to send another agent, even just between themselves, not in the court, at shagig l'yad, until they get reached their hand, so here's a kasha that obviously is going to be valid, because if it's verified the signatures, so as to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, that you don't need to say b'vanech m'nechtem, and if it has nothing, you don't need to do anything in court. Now, v'av bishli perish abav l'imalei, and even if the husband not specified, didn't tell him, shalchi b'yarachim to honest, okay, you could send it to someone else if the situation are beyond your control. But if you become sick or it's sinus, again, harizim shalchi, then you could send it through someone else, because most definitely the husband would not be particular to send it through someone else if it's extreme extenuating circumstances, like becoming a chaylo or if it's an sinus. Halachav beis. Whoever makes an agent, the shlich does not have to be with him in the court. Rather, he could tell them, that guy is my agent, even if it's not in front of him. So too, as we were talking on the previous halachas, the agent make another agent, they could do it even if that other agent is not there, even if it's 100, because the court, it does this authorization, even if the shlich is not in front of him. Now the Rambam continues, halacha gimel regarding a get, from Chutz La'aretz, that the woman herself is bringing, the wife. Ha'ish shenosin get le'ishtei. If the man gives the get to his wife, v'nechta v'nechta mefaneo, and it was written inside the front of her, v'amala, and he tells her, which is important, ha'reish luchasi, you're my agent, lo'ilacha, to bring it, at bezna ploini, until you get to that court, v'hemi midu shliach, and they'll appoint an agent, v'yitun lechgetze, and that agent will then give it to you, the discussion, and then you're going to get divorced. The woman, the wife herself, is believed to say, in front of me is written, and in front of me it was signed. Again, but she's not going to be divorced until she actually says this. Even though really the woman's believed regarding herself, as the Rambam is going to shortly say, but so that not to differentiate regarding shluchim, as long as the woman was here appointed as a shliach, she has to say, like all other agents. So that's what they do. So then they take it from her. They give it to the agent, they give it to her. Like the husband had said, should be done. Now, halach of dal, says the Rambam, medvamum, when did we say this, that she has to say before nechtem nechtem, is ke shehisna lehabalt, na'izah. As we said, the wording was very important, that when the husband stipulated this stipulation, that she should only be a shlich le'locha to come to the court, and therefore she has to do, like any condition that the husband makes, which, like a shlich le'locha, has to say before nechtem, avalim lehisna le'locha, but if he didn't make such a stipulation to her, el nasa la'git, the rather he just gave her a get, very get, yes, then she's producing her get, and it's a chalim klum. When she comes back home, she doesn't have to say anything. She's presumed to be divorced. Her get should be yad because of kolchasa, since the get in her hand is written as halacha requires. Witnesses sign it. And even though we don't recognize the handwriting of those witnesses and were never verified, we're not concerned that maybe she forged it. She's not going to ruin herself, because if the husband comes and verifies that it was a forgery, she's actually forbidden to her first husband and her second husband, as we said in Halacha Beis. Void Morvis says the Rambam, she'edim hachsum al get. In general, when you have witnesses signed on the get, heardim commission nachkei dus mebezin, it's like as if it was verified in the court of law, until it's contested. Therefore, we presume we retain the get in its presumption, should get married with it. We're not concerned that maybe it's going to turn out that it was forged. Just like we retain the cheskes kashrus, the presumption that it's valid, when a shlich brings it in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to say until the husband contested. Or it should be until the husband makes proof that it's forged or that it's null and void. Because Rambam explains, because if you have to be concerned for these things that we're talking about and things similar to it like that, then you'll never finish. Then we have to be concerned for a get. Then when the husband's giving in front of us, how do we know? Maybe he first pre-voided it and then he gave it. We don't know, and therefore maybe it's not a valid get. Maybe he had false or invalid witnesses sign on it. And then, although it's, let's say, in front of Eid Masir, it doesn't make a difference. It would be like internally forged, which actually invalidates it. Maybe it's written not for the sake of this woman, which also invalidates it. So it says the Rambam, rather, it's just like we're not concerned with all these things we just spoke about. Obviously, we don't live in such an anxiety state or things like that. Rather, it retains its chazaka of kashas at shivadu shubak until we know that it's nullified. Kachle nachashot, we don't have to be concerned. Loi l'shaliach, not for the agent who brings in Eretz Yisrael, who we said doesn't have to say anything. Veloi l'isha atzma, and neither for the woman herself, shaget yitzim tachas yadu, who she's producing her own get. She'ain dini hasurin kedin mumis, because says the Rambam, because the laws of prohibitory law, which is regarding a woman getting remarried, is not like regarding monetary law, because by monetary law, a person is not believed on themselves until they bring proof. Here, the woman is believed regarding herself, even though we don't have any verification, and therefore it's going to be valid until the husband comes and contests and shows us that it's forgery.